Hello, everybody. It's Eric again, podcast for the week of September 15th. Quote of the week, you cannot always control circumstances, but you can control your thoughts. Let's keep that in mind as we deal with these tough situations in the next couple of weeks. You're doing a great job out there. Continue to do that. I do have a new secretary. Joni Brown is my secretary. I stole her from Cheyenne Elementary School. If you haven't met her, give her a call, 623-487-5176. I really appreciate having Joni around. Goal process and scheduling visits, gang. The goal process, obviously, you should be working on your goals using a new goal template. It is on the portal to use. Joni Brown will be scheduling some visits with me, about an hour visit. I'd like to come by and just talk about goals. So let's hold to that. We'll try to schedule those in the next 2 weeks and get it done in September. Just so you know what I'm going to be looking for, at least to go through one of your goals and make sure you're using the form correctly. And I'll just take you through my questions and the thinking process that you're using for goals. If you would, I know that at this time fire inspections are coming up, especially in the city of Peoria. You do have safety checklists that do include all the things that the fire marshal is looking for. Please take a look at those safety checklists that Val Barrett gave you, and that will help you inform your teachers of what they can and cannot have for those fire inspections. Town Hall, November 4th. Please mark that on your calendars. Everyone will be expected to have at least one administrator there, I believe. And also, we are asking all schools to have at least one representative from their school, a parent, high school's five parents, I believe. That town hall will be on high school modernization. We don't have a location, but it will be at one location. ELL testing. There have been several questions about this. Some of our schools are understaffed with help for non-English speaking students and limited English speaking students. We will not be able to adjust staff until the testing is complete. We are testing about 800 students, believe it or not, in our district, and that will not be done until closer to the end of the month, September, and then we will see how staffing falls out. So if you have questions on that, please direct them to me or Stacy Hacker. On suspensions, I just review communication with suspensions. I'd appreciate it at everyone's level if we're requesting a long-term suspension hearing to communicate that with me before the request comes into the district office, only so I can support you with that endeavor, and we should agree on the relevance of having a long-term suspension hearing. Those suspensions that go between 5 and 9 days, please use your best judgment, but heads up to me is appreciated, because you never know when I'm going to get a phone call. And also, I have had some good dialogue with people about the numbers of days and consequences before the consequences really been given. So appreciate those people using that. Encourage all of you to continue to communicate with me with discipline and suspension issues. Incident reports. Just be careful when you send those in. Certainly when police are called, we want to have one sent over here to the district office. At the current time, I believe they're going to Cindy Runyon and Sue Roberts. If you have any questions on those, contact me. But the biggest thing that I'm seeing as I read them is we do not need names when those come in. Equity standards. At the elementary level, we have asked for equity standards, and that means looking at your special area teachers and making sure that they have the that they're equitable across the district as far as the amount of minutes per class and grade level. Please submit those to me as soon as possible. Mrs. Rawlings has asked for those. The SCI 15 hours, I'm asking all my schools to start using a staff list and somehow communicate with staff that we need to know if they have taken the 15 hours or not. They really won't be held accountable to take that 15 hours until they try to renew their certificate. Once they do that, though, they will not be able to renew their certificate unless they have the 15 hours finished, and that deadline is passed August 31st of 2006. So I am asking that you start some system in at your campus so that we know all the staff that have finished the 15 hours and those that haven't. I would suggest just using a staff list and having people sign off that they've either taken it or not. Remember that everyone who has an ESL or bilingual endorsement need not take the 15 hours. A reminder, University Leadership starts this coming Wednesday, September the 20th, 7:30 in the morning, and I believe we're meeting here first at the district office. School maps, we have requested a school map from all of you. Thank you, those of you that have turned them in. I've got about four turned in. Please, the rest of you, get your school map turned in with the rooms that are on your campus and who or what program is using each room. And the last thing I have for this week is cluster meetings. The first cluster meeting is September 26th. Thank you to Dave Snyder for hosting, 7:30 to 9 o'clock at Cotton Bowl Elementary School. And we will be getting out an agenda to you soon, maybe today. If you have anything to add to the agenda, please email it to me, call me, or call Joni Brown. I'm hoping everybody has a great weekend. Again, September the 15th. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week at the University Leadership on Wednesday.